this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to a live edition of the broadcast. I am back from my trip to Italy and Switzerland, and tonight we've got so much to go over. We decided a few weeks ago when we were sort of setting up the schedule that we were not going to book a guest for this particular episode, which is unusual, right? Because we normally have a guest for the second hour of the show. That's not going to be the case tonight because there's so much to go over. Not only did I miss a week, but I also want to spend a lot of time talking about my trip to Italy and Switzerland. And so what I've kind of tentatively done is I've set aside a large part of the second hour to talk about the trip to Italy and Switzerland. So for those of you that are interested in that, and we could talk about a lot of different aspects of it, I'll keep my eye on the email here, jim@christianmoney.com, for those of you that want to kind of help me decide what direction to go in. I want to just share a bunch of my observations about being over in Europe and just how different it is in some ways and not different in other ways, and some of the just interesting experiences that we had over in Italy and Switzerland. We were there for a little over a week, and I just got back from the trip today. We flew in from Italy, from Rome, yesterday to Miami, got in pretty late last night, decided to stay overnight near Miami, and then drive the 3 hours to get home this morning. So just really back, my first day back, and back with you live tonight. So much to get into tonight, a lot of news, a lot of different directions we're going to go in during the first hour as well. Of course, the website is christianmoney.com. I went on my social media accounts today. I think I must have done about already 30 or 40 social media shares so far today. Just so many interesting stories. Of course, we're going to talk about all that's going on with Andrew McCabe, James Comey, John Brennan. There's so many things happening in the news. The rigged election. Now they're blaming the election loss on Facebook leaking data. We'll get into that. Also, a very fascinating new book coming out. I just bought a copy of it. Just ordered it. I guess it comes out on Tuesday, and we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. A book about how politicians use their position in government to get rich. All right, let's get started tonight by talking about Andrew McCabe. Of course, Andrew McCabe was fired 2 days before his retirement. People are lining up on both sides. So one side of the one side of the argument is saying this was vindictive, fire the guy 2 days before his retirement, so this is now going to affect his retirement. One of the things that I was looking at, and this kind of gives you an idea of how backwards I am in the sense that, you know, being kind of a financial guy, I tend to look at everything from a financial through a financial lens. So one of the things that I guess made me really curious to begin with, was they kept talking about Andrew McCabe retiring on his 50th birthday. And I thought to myself, wow, that's kind of young to retire. I mean, 50 years old. And so I did a little bit of research on his career at the FBI, and he's been with the FBI for 20 years. And I guess because of the high positions that he's held during those years, he's entitled to something like a six-figure plus annual retirement benefit from the FBI. Now, I don't want to take anything away from FBI agents. I have had both good and bad experiences with the FBI. I'll just leave it at that. With my own situation when I was the victim of embezzlement about 15 years ago, I had FBI agents basically throw me out of their office. They didn't want to help me. And then I had other FBI agents that were more helpful. In any case, none of them really did anything for me, but some were nice, some were not. I have a relative that's a former FBI agent, and I don't want to, you know, put his name out in the air or anything like that, but I don't know. I think this whole idea of a 20-year career and then you get a six-figure retirement, that to me, and again, I'm a financial guy, so that's the first thing that I pick up on there. How many people in private business, really in anything, where do you work for 20 years and then get a six-figure retirement? And that's the kind of thing that I think has really pushed us to the brink financially. Of course, in the last couple of days, a big news story is that the government now officially has $21 trillion in debt. And I just wonder how can we afford these kinds of retirement packages? I mean, I'm 53. 50 is young, right? I mean, you don't even begin to get to start Social Security or any of that until you're like in your early 60s. 63, I think, is the earliest age I can select to begin getting Social Security. And that's actually considered very much early. And to get the full benefit, I think I'd have to wait until age 68. But the idea of people retiring with six-figure pensions at the age of 50, I don't know, that just sounds bizarre to me, but I guess that's how it works in a lot of these government jobs. So I digress, and we talk about this firing of Andrew McCabe. So we have to first remember that this was not just Trump's doing. In fact, it really had nothing to do with Trump directly, other than the fact that he was very happy about it happening afterwards. But this was about the Inspector General's report. And the Inspector General, this particular Inspector General, was appointed by Obama, is apparently respected by both sides of the aisle, very neutral investigator, very neutral investigation. And it showed that Andrew McCabe not only leaked information to the press, but also misrepresented that. That's at least the allegation. And then there was a consequence for that. So he was fired 2 days before his retirement. And so as a result of that, he's not going to get his full retirement somehow. You know, and I don't know how that all works. But from what I've read, this is a very substantial penalty. But look, what we know is this. Andrew McCabe is likely to write a book, probably make seven figures on a book deal. We've already got Jim Comey is promoting his book, which is already on the bestsellers list on Amazon, even though that the book that Comey has written does not even come out until April 17th. The book is already on the bestseller list. And more information is coming out. There was a very interesting article that I read today in Breitbart. And the article really, and this goes along with an InfoWars article, that this is the only place I've seen this, and I hope it's true. Over at InfoWars, they say they have sources that are telling them that Comey, Clinton, and McCabe, all three, are going to be indicted shortly. Then, of course, John Brennan, his tweet, which is making a lot of news, going after the president. There are a lot of people that are now coming to the conclusion, and may very well be right, that there was a so-called Plan B in motion. That is, if somehow Hillary did not win, they had a Plan B in motion to take down Trump, and that all of these individuals were involved in this in some way, shape or fashion. All right, we've got a break coming up. Some scary things happening at Yellowstone. Could it be the mother of all earthquakes shaping up to happen at Yellowstone? Earthquakes and or volcanic eruptions. We'll be back.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. And the war really between the Washington insiders, the swamp, so to speak, and President Trump has just really heated up. And I don't know, when you look at these kinds of things, I mean, here is James Comey, who was the director of the FBI, who was then fired, and he's now publishing a book that's coming out in 3 weeks, which apparently is going to contain information like conversations he had with the president and those kinds of things. That just doesn't seem appropriate to me. I'm not sure what the laws are on that, but it just seems like this covert war has become something that is no longer being hidden. I mean, it is just out there. They are going after the president, and even the Republicans are joining in. Marco Rubio on one of the talk shows this morning saying that he disagreed with the firing of Andrew McCabe and taking the position of the swamp, which we're seeing more and more Republicans starting to reveal their true colors as rhinos. And I think what a lot of people are wondering is, like, you take Lois Lerner, for example, and all that she did, and she was able to take her full retirement. So I think the outrage here or the shock is that anyone in Washington would face any consequences for what they've done. And it really seems like a two-tier system, folks. I saw today that a new book is coming out by Peter Schweitzer. Now, he's the one that wrote the book, which was titled Clinton Cash. We were never able to work it out to get him on the show. But that book just absolutely broke down, all the way down to the penny, you know, how the Clinton Foundation operated. Is really, as our friend Roger Stone says, a slush fund for grifters, and how that money was basically disguised as speaking fees and so forth. And just the whole when you read that book, Clinton Cash, you say to yourself, why are the Clintons and everybody involved in this? Why are they not in jail? I mean, it just made the case. It was like a prosecutor's guide to putting all of them in jail, and nothing has still come of it. So Peter Schweitzer has a new book coming out, and this book is going to expose how politicians get rich from their office. And this should be fascinating. It's not going to go after strictly Republicans or strictly Democrats, going after both sides of the aisle. And there's a big article about the book in Breitbart. I was reading it earlier today. The book is titled Secret Empires: How Mitch McConnell and Ellen Chao Use Political Power to Make Their Family Rich. And we have heard so many stories over the years like this, but I want to read a little bit of this to you and also encourage you to go buy a copy of the Peter Schweitzer book. I bought my own copy about an hour ago. The book is coming out on Tuesday. However, you can put your order in now, and that would put the book in your hands on Thursday if you're an Amazon Prime member. So the book is called Secret Empires, and here's a little bit of this article from the New York Post. In 2004, current Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and his wife, current U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, had an average net worth of $3.1 million. 10 years later, that number had increased to somewhere between $9.2 million and $36.5 million. One source of the windfall, according to a new book from Peter Schweitzer, was a 2008 gift from Chao's father, James Chao, for somewhere between $5 million and $25 million. But this gift could be seen as more than just a gift. It may have been acquired, according to Schweitzer, thanks to the couple's fealty to China, the source of the Chao family fortune. And that fealty may have occurred at the expense of the nation they had pledged to serve. While politicians and their spouses are often subject to rigid regulations on what gifts they can accept and what sort of business they can conduct, others around them, like their friends or children, have no such obstacles. And this kind of lays out the strategy. This is what generally happens. So somebody acquires power in Washington, and they themselves cannot personally cash in on that while they're in office. However, some have done it. Some have used inside information to buy land, to make money in the stock market. But many others will cash in by way of family. and that can be a son or a daughter. They get paid millions of dollars because they have access. They're providing access because of their last name. And in this case, Chow's father, James Chow, $25 million, between $5 million and $25 million. And that gift related to the family's fortune, which I guess is connected to China. But what this book will do is it goes on to explain here that the father is a classmate of former Chinese President Jiang Zemin, and it explains the Chinese connection in a little bit more detail. But what I love about this book is that it's going to go into the backstory, because you always wonder, you know, whether it be the Clintons or whoever it is, how do these people get into these positions, making, you know, granted, they make a good income, you know, six figures plus. How do they end up in a few years being worth tens of millions of dollars? And all you have to do is, a lot of this is public information. You can look at their financial disclosure documents, and you can see how they started with X and ended with Y. And a lot of it is legal, but I question the ethics of a lot of it. A lot of this is done by way of relatives and other means to make it legal, because the person themselves can't receive the money. So it's done through relatives. Sometimes it'll be, let's say the husband is a senator, and then the wife of the senator has a position with a major corporation, or is on a bunch of boards, or it works for a lobbying firm. And so it is a way to sell influence without getting paid that money directly. And so in this case, you have money flowing from high-ranking people in China to a relative of Elaine Chao, her father, and then the father makes the gift of millions of dollars to majority leader and his wife. And this is how money flows around. People have asked many of the same questions about Pelosi and others. And we've heard the stories over the years. You know, these elected officials have access to inside information about the stock market. They know many times where a highway exit is going to be created, so they can buy land or have friends or family buy land before that information is known. These are the kinds of things that happen, and the book will be out on Tuesday, and I'm really looking forward to reading that. Well, they've been predicting this for years. The mother of all eruptions, earthquakes, volcanic activity at Yellowstone National Park. And things have started to flare up the first time since 2014. And we'll have the details for you after this break. We'll be back.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we're going to talk more about my trip to Europe in hour number two tonight. And while I was there, I will tell you that there were so many structures that are still standing, including the Colosseum, that are thousands of years old, still standing. And I put all of that in context and compare that against this bizarre bridge collapse in Miami. I'm looking at a picture of this right now. I heard this story while I was in Europe. It was a top news story in Europe as well. It was on all the news channels while I was there. This footbridge that collapsed in Miami on Thursday. And it is just surreal to look at this. It looks like there was a demolition crew that brought this down. But literally, this was a bridge that was installed. And a week later, the bridge collapsed. And I guess at this point, six people are dead so far from the collapse of this bridge. And apparently, a day or two before the bridge's collapse, there was a meeting called because there was noticeable cracks beginning to form in this pedestrian bridge. And if you haven't seen the pictures, it's just unbelievable. And I guess how these bridges are created is they're actually prefabricated, obviously, at another location. And then those pieces are brought to the site and they're put together. Now, the whole purpose of this bridge, and many cities are doing this, they just did this not too many years ago down the street here in Daytona Beach, is we have a lot of pedestrians that get killed every year trying to cross in this case, it was International Speedway Boulevard. There's not really a safe place to cross, even when there's a crosswalk. When you get into these areas where the traffic is so thick and you're getting three and four lanes across on each side, people just don't look for pedestrians. It doesn't seem like a place where you would expect to see a pedestrian. So this is the case with Florida International University. This bridge collapse literally crushed cars like tin cans. Unbelievable. And apparently a lot of investigation going on now as to what happened with this bridge. Just a tragedy for those families affected by this. And we now talk about something that we've had Stan Deo on the broadcast before. And of course, I think he's on a lot of these shows. I consider myself part of the so-called alternative media. You've probably heard Stan Deo many times on Coast to Coast AM. But among the many things he does is he talks about his methodology of predicting seismic activity. And one of the things that has been talked about for years, really for decades, is what could be the mother of all eruptions, of all seismic activities, could be in Yellowstone National Park. And this is the first time we've seen eruptions there since 2014. And this news story from weather.com says that park employees reported seeing an eruption at the Steamboat Geyser in Yellowstone National Park. And what's interesting is, of course, you know, everybody knows about Old Faithful and these bursts of steam that come out of the ground. What people don't realize is how large of an area there in Yosemite National Park is really just ripe for a major, major seismic event. And it has been described, I've heard experts talk about what this could mean. And if we had this mother of all eruptions that took place, that takes place in Yellowstone National Park, they're talking about just the cloud that that would create could actually stop air travel for months in the United States, could actually cause the temperatures to drop by, you know, dozens of degrees. Like this could be an event that could wipe out the planet. That's how big of a deal this is. Now, I'm certainly not predicting anything like that, but I'm simply saying that generally, at least my observation is that when I'm watching CNN or Fox News or reading the news, it seems like these giant, these super giant natural disasters happen elsewhere, not in the United States. And it is just very interesting to watch what's happening at Yellowstone National Park. And many people, I've heard Steve Quayle talk about this. I've heard Stan Deo talk about this. Many people have said that something's going to happen here at Yellowstone National Park. You know, I just don't know. But also those people that follow, and I know it's not really considered completely, you know, a science at this point. It's a little bit of reading tea leaves as well as reading, you know, various seismic activity charts. But there are those that have a pretty good track record of predicting earthquakes and volcanic activity. And I'm hearing a lot of buzz lately about the so-called big one coming to the West Coast. And also, I've been hearing for the last several years about Yosemite National Park and something happening there. We will monitor that. And you just never know. You know, you might wake up one morning and there it is. You know, half the U.S. is covered with smoke from an eruption in Yellowstone National Park. All right. So the big news now is it's not Russian collusion, but apparently Facebook is now being blamed for Trump winning the election. This is the new narrative that we're now reading. And this was not a data breach. There was an organization called Cambridge Analytica, and apparently there was an app that was set up, and the app allowed people to log in and take a personality quiz, and they could log into this app using their Facebook account. You've probably done this many times. I've done it many times. I never really realized what I was giving up by doing that. And I'm not so sure I'm going to do this again, to use my Facebook account to log in to a third-party website or to one of these apps. But apparently a professor went ahead and created this app and asked people to take this personality survey, and they would log in by using their Facebook account. And by taking this personality survey, apparently, I guess 270,000 people took this personality survey. And when they took the survey, it gave the app access to all of their friends and all of their private data and all of their friends' data. I'm not really sure how that can happen. Like, in other words, if I do something, now all of the thousands of people that are friends and followers of mine on Facebook that this app now gains, in other words, I can give up the privacy of everybody that's connected to me. But I guess that's how it works. So supposedly, this data that was collected by way of this app, the information was then given to political operatives, including Steve Bannon. And by data mining Facebook, apparently the allegation is here that Steve Bannon and the Trump campaign had unfair, quote unquote, insider information using that data to be able to gain an advantage. And if I'm not remembering this incorrectly, this is almost right out of House of Cards. There was, I believe it was the last season of House of Cards, one of the storylines was there was a guy who was giving information to the campaign, to one of the campaigns, the presidential campaigns, because he had access to that. He was a hacker in that case. But this is very, very interesting. We'll have some more on this after the break. And also, a 15-year-old is married and everybody's good with it in her family. We'll have that and more. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, so as we do every week, we try to kind of start your week out a little bit early with what the talk shows are going to be talking about. And that is certainly going to be the case with this new narrative that Facebook, believe it or not, Facebook rigged the election for Donald Trump. It is no longer the Russians that rigged the election. It is Facebook. And in particular, the backstory here is there was an app, and you've seen this before where you're on the internet or you're on Facebook and you have the opportunity to, you know, play a game or answer some questions and get a personality assessment, these kinds of things. And many of these third-party apps, as they're called, allow you to log in using Facebook. And it's easy to do that, right? Because you don't want to register and go through all those steps. So just click here to log in with Facebook. And when you do that, there are terms and conditions, which none of us read, right? And so apparently this professor that worked for Cambridge Analytica was connected with Cambridge Analytica. I guess he didn't work for them, but he shared the information with them. And this was the organization that allowed Trump and Bannon and their campaign to data mine to get information, private data, it says here, on 50 million people, according to the New York Times. And this was all through this personality quiz. And this is what Facebook has to say about this. Quote, this was unequivocally not a data breach. End quote. Longtime Facebook executive Andrew Bodworth said on Twitter, quote, people chose to share their data with third-party apps, and if those third-party apps did not follow the agreements with us, it is a violation, end quote. So what Facebook is saying is that, and this is the part I don't get, so 270,000 people agreed by using Facebook to log in to allow this app to have access to their data. But by way of those 270,000 people doing that, each one of those persons allowed them to have access to all of their friends' data as well. And that then created you know, I guess if we're doing 6 degrees of separation here, that gave them access to 50 million people's data, which then was shared with this firm, Cambridge Analytica, which it is now, the narrative is now that that was used by Steve Bannon and Trump and the Trump campaign to unfairly data mine using Facebook. But here's the part of this narrative that really doesn't make sense to me. I don't believe for 1 minute that Donald Trump had any contrived positions. In other words, what we're, I think, being told to believe here is that by finding out what people liked or disliked or what they reacted to, that that somehow caused Trump and Bannon to sort of mold Trump as a candidate to kind of tell people what they wanted to hear. I guess that's what the narrative is here. I don't think Trump is the candidate to do that. Could it be useful to have this data to be able to know, for example, you know, when you're advertising, what key issues are more important to people in certain areas? What issues are the top issues versus other issues? Absolutely. But I think that largely there are other sources of that kind of data. And I think much is being made about this, much more is being made about this than the significance that it is. And of course, what we have here, it appears, is the liberals going after their own, you know, kind of cannibalizing their own camp, because we have Mark Zuckerberg now who is, you know, facing all of the criticism from this. Basically, there is no Russian collusion. So now we have Facebook. Facebook rigged the election by way of this app that collected all of this data, because Trump could not have just honestly won the election after all. It had to be rigged somehow, some way. And now it's all about Facebook being the one to have rigged the election for Trump. Wow. And that's going to be your big story you're going to hear this week. And I find it interesting because now we don't have the Russians to blame, but we have Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook to blame. And then this story struck me as just really strange. And, you know, there are some people that are really, really horrible parents. And I was talking with my wife. We have a relative, and they did a terrible job raising their kid, and their kid is in all kinds of trouble now. And you know, on occasion we have that discussion. But this gets just bizarre. This is from the Kansas City Star. Samantha Knowles is 15 years old, or she was 15 when she married her husband Dylan in Missouri. So he's 17 and she's 15. So there was no issue with statutory rape charges because of their age difference. And they had to have parental consent for a 15-year-old bride to be a 15-year-old bride. But this is apparently allowed. This is allowed in the state of Missouri to be married at the age of 15 with parental consent. And I guess the mother was quoted as saying, why should she have to wait? Because she found the man that she loves, why should she have to wait? 15 years old. I'm just having a hard time processing this. 15 years old. This is, what would that be, a freshman in high school? And this is legal in Missouri. With parental consent, you can get married at the age of 15. It says here the couple can't afford to live on their own yet. But Dylan, the husband, works nights at Walmart's warehouse for $10 an hour. Sammy is still too young to get a full-time job. She's only 15, so she's married but can't get a full-time job. She's homeschooled, and she's getting ready for the GED exam. But she says here she cannot take the exam until she's 16. Then there's another anecdote here about them going to the movies as a married couple attempting to go see an R-rated movie, and the ticket taker turned away the young 15-year-old wife from being able to enter the movie theater because she wasn't 17, and she was shocked because she's married. I mean, as a married couple, that rule shouldn't apply, because if you're 15 and you're already married, for goodness sake, you should be able to get into an R-rated movie. So I guess there's some kind of bizarre logic there. And I guess I kind of agree with that. Yep. If you're already married at 15, should you be stopped from being able to go to see an R-rated movie? It really raises a lot of questions, because I guess you assume, well, I'm 15 and I'm married, so who's the world to deprive me of anything? Because I was able to get married at 15, I should be able to have access to anything I want. And the parents went along with this. After all, why should she wait? 15 years old and has married her best friend who is 17. And he earns $10 an hour working in Walmart's warehouse. Wow. And of course, this is in the newspaper. This is a big deal. Not only in Kansas City, this story from the Kansas City Star, but, you know, just nationwide, you know, big, one of those social media stories where everybody's got an opinion on it. And I guess there were times, right, in the history of our world when people did get together when they were younger, in their teens. But I don't know, 15 years old. I just think about my own daughters and I think 15, I mean, you're still having a battle about them cleaning their room and discussing whether they can go out on a first date. You might be practicing, you know, driving the car up at the grocery store parking lot, getting ready for them to get their driver's permit. 15 years old, and parents are good with this. Why make her wait? And another story, I posted this on my Facebook. We might get into it a little bit more in the second hour. Very interesting prediction that Bitcoin will reach $91,000 per Bitcoin by 2020. That's in 2 years. You could be very rich if you put a little bit in Bitcoin, and that came true. All right, so much more to talk about after the news and announcements, including what happened when I went to Europe. We'll have all that and more. Don't miss it.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.